children, once there was a very bad king named Ahab, and his wife Jezebel was even worse. They did not worship the Lord, but they worshiped little statues called Baals, and they killed the prophets of the Lord. And because of this, there was a terrible punishment on the land of Israel. You can hear what that punishment was. But also, at this time, there was a great prophet of the Lord named Elijah. And his name means, "My God is Yehovah, my God is the Lord." And you can see how the Lord took care of Elijah in this very hard time. Hear the word of the Lord in 1st book of Kings, chapter 17. "And Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, 'As Yehovah, the God of Israel, lives, before whose face I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to the mouth of my word.' And the word of Yehovah was upon him, saying, 'Go away from here, and turn eastward, and hide by the brook Kereth, which is before the Jordan. And it shall be that you will drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there.' And he went and did according to the word of Yehovah, and he went and dwelt by the brook Kereth, that is before the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it was at the end of days that the brook dried up, because there were no showers in the land." We read also from the Heavenly Doctrine about the spiritual meaning of this story. "Spiritual good and spiritual truth are what nourish the spiritual life, just as bread and water nourish the natural life. The lack of spiritual good and truth was signified by rain not being given for 3.5 years during the reign of Ahab, insomuch that bread and water failed. And then Elijah went to a widow in Sarepta and asked from her a little water to drink and a morsel of bread to eat. For as before said, by bread was signified all the good of the church, and by water all the truth of the church. At that time such things were represented because the representative of a church existed among them, and because the word, even the historical word, was to be written by representatives. Therefore the devastation of good and truth was represented by a lack of bread and water. As bread signified all the good of love taken together, the Lord also calls himself the bread which came down from heaven, for the Lord is the good of love itself." In the Psalms we read, "Yehovah, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to spring forth on the mountains, who gives to the beast his food, to the sons of the raven which call." These particulars signify spiritual things belonging to heaven and the church. Why else should the word, which is given solely to teach man the way to heaven, by teaching him the truths of faith and the goods of love, speak of Yehovah as preparing rain for the earth, making grass to spring forth on the mountains, giving to the beast his food and to the sons of the raven which call on him? These things, however, are worthy of the divine word when by rain the inflowing of divine truth is meant. By mountains, the good of love is meant. By making grass to spring forth is meant the instruction of the natural man by knowledges from the word. By beasts are meant the affections of the natural man, which desire to be thus nourished. To give food signifies nourishment. And since the sons of the raven signify natural men who are in an obscure kind of light from fallacies about divine truths, as were many of the Gentile nations, it is said, "He gives to the sons of the raven which call." For such Gentiles can call upon Yehovah, but not the sons of a raven. By a flying thing is signified what is spiritual or what is of faith. By that which is given in the morning is signified spiritual good, and by that which is given in the evening is signified natural good or delight. For in the other life, the state of mourning is when spiritual good, or the good of the internal man, is in clearness, and natural good, or the good of the external man, is in obscurity. But the state of evening is when natural good, or the good of the external man, is in clearness, and spiritual good, or the good of the internal man, is in obscurity. These alternations thus follow each other also to the intent that the man may be perfected, especially that good may be appropriated to him. In the state of evening, good is appropriated to him by means of delight. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.